and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight, CDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. Our first game of the week is the GMU girls hosting Afton. So it's the MAC versus the Tri-Valley tonight. Should be a good matchup, and we wanted to be here to support the Crimson Knights and the Raiders. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll come back. We'll set the scene. Afton and GMU girls tonight. The fans coming in as warm-ups continue on here for the Raiders and the Crimson Knights, two teams that have gotten to know each other pretty well over the last couple of years. GMU going down to play in the Afton tournament, and just a nice relationship. I feel like it's always been a good relationship between GMU and Afton. I can remember for years and years the boys program here at GMU going down to the Tubby Crane tournament, which was always right after Christmas down in Afton, and it was always a really well-attended event. So always a good relationship between these two schools, whether it was getting a regular season game, of course the Tubby Crane tournament, which was a longtime favorite, or even scrimmages. I can remember a lot of scrimmages between these two teams over the years. So again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Afton girls visiting GMU tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Our man Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. As always, a big thank you to Jim for helping out with these high school sports broadcasts. And it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on those two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. GMU girls hosting Afton tonight. I said earlier, always a good relationship between these two schools, and set to be a good one here tonight. GMU is in the thick of the Tri-Valley League regular season right now, and they're still kind of in the hunt as the Tri-Valley has gone to a new playoff system where they're going to have the one seed all the way down through the eight seed go into a tournament bracket. And then so all of those teams would have a chance to perhaps get to the Tri-Valley Championship. So GMU is kind of in the thick of that right now. And there's a lot of teams right in the middle of the standings that could really, you know, make or break their fate as we head down the stretch here. Afton in the MAC, boy, the MAC is just so tough this year. Afton doing their best. And what I like about Afton is they've gone out and they've gotten a really nice non-league schedule, which has prepared them to really give some teams a battle in the MAC at times. But just the top half of the MAC is so tough that it's hard for anybody to compete with those teams. You look at Unitego, ranked number 5 in the state right now. Delhi, also ranked in the state. Deposit Hancock, ranked in the state, all in the top 25. I mean, these are real-deal teams, and Afton has to play them in the MAC all the time. So that's certainly a tough schedule for them. So I like what they've done in the non-league, going out and playing some really competitive games. They've gone out and played Cincinnatus from Section 3. They've gone out and played Otselic Valley from Section 3. They've scheduled some Delaware League teams. They've scheduled some Tri-Valley teams. So I think that's really smart by Afton to go out and have a competitive schedule like that. Don't forget that our Section 4 disclaimer is that this is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a break here on our Butler Auto pregame show. GMU girls hosting Afton tonight, folks. We'll be back with the tip-off. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. GMU girls hosting Afton tonight. Let's get you the starting lineups first for visiting Afton and head coach Lacey Hart. They have junior number 5, Logan Ives. Junior number 11, Olivia Harris-Morris. She's one to watch tonight for sure. Sophomore number 12, Mallory Carmen. Junior number 13, Hannah O'Leary. And a junior number 14, Jordan Nichols. On the other side for GMU, and head coach Tanya Barnes. Lady Raiders tonight in the white uniforms, the blue trim, and the gold trim as well. As we announce the starting lineups here, they will have a senior number 3, Savannah Brzee. They have freshman number 5, Hannah Bonskowski. They have sophomore number 13, Ashlyn Marin. They have junior number 15, Olivia Held, and senior number 22, Caitlin Fuller. As I said, GMU in the home whites tonight with the royal blue trim. The gold trim says Raiders across the front of the uniform there. Afton in their always sharp-looking red uniforms. The white and the black trim says Afton in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we are set to go. The Tri-Valley League versus the MAC tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. You can go back on WCDOsports.com and click on our game audio archive anytime. And all these games, we record them, and they're put up there for free. It's a free download, and you can listen to these games anytime, anywhere, 24/7 on WCDOsports.com. Afton will be going left to right on your radio dial, GMU right to left. And the sophomore, number 13, Ashlyn Marin, will be jumping it up here for GMU against the junior, number 11, Olivia Harris-Morris, here for Afton. Marin, one of the promising young players in the entire area, but definitely in the Tri-Valley League with the height and size that she presents. GMU wins the opening tip as they go right to left. They go right down low on the right low block for Marin. Pumps one back out, Bonskowski, right side three, rattled in. Looked like it was going to pop out, but she gets it to go, and GMU takes an early 3-0 lead here over Afton. Afton's first possession of the night. Here comes Mallory Carmen on the right side. Again, Afton going left to right. Chance of defense from the student section here at GMU. Carmen, top of the three-point arc, fires up a three off the back of the rim, no good. Bonskowski with the rebound, and GMU is underway back down the floor. Crossing the big logo here at midcourt, which is an eagle. That's the GMU Raiders logo, is an eagle. And they get across to the left wing side in front of the Afton bench. Bonskowski goes to Held at the top of the key. Back to Bonskowski. Wants another three. Too strong. Rebound for Marin. Puts it up. Oh, just misses the right-handed layup. And we'll have a foul on the second chance opportunity as Marin reaches over the back with 7:06 to go in the first quarter and a 3-0 lead for GMU. Good rebound and good positioning there by Marin. And just that second chance opportunity wouldn't go. So it's a 3-0 lead for GMU over Afton tonight here on CDO. Mallory Carmen gets into the paint and puts one up and in. Slicing through the defense, Carmen puts it up, and it's 3-2 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. And GMU back down the floor with Savannah Brzee. Brzee goes to the right side, finds Bonskowski into the corner now for Caitlin Fuller, and she's got some big scoring potential. We'll keep an eye on her tonight. They reverse it left side for Brzee. It's off the mark and a rebound for Afton. So we're a minute and a half into the first quarter here at GMU tonight, and the Raiders lead the Crimson Knights 3-2 in this girls' battle between the MAC and the Tri-Valley. Left side of the floor, they try to pump it into the paint there for Olivia Harris-Morris, stolen away by GMU, and here comes Bonskowski. Back to Brzee at the top of the key, dribbles right side with 20 on the shot clock. Brzee now chest pass into the corner, finds Bonskowski for another three, and the freshman left it short. Good rebound by Fuller, though, as she cleans the glass, goes back up top for Brzee. Brzee with a chest pass to Bonskowski. Pump fake, takes it to the rim, and she's fouled with 6:01 to go in the first quarter, and she'll head to the line. And so Bonskowski, a promising freshman. A lot of the core of this GMU team is very young and promising. And if you look at their JV team, who won 46-26 tonight, a lot of good height and a lot of good size. So the future is bright here for GMU. Bonskowski's first shot up and good. So Hannah has all 4 points to start things off, and it's 4-2 for GMU. Again, 6:01 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. And Bonskowski at the line, waiting for her second shot, and it's up and good. So Hannah Bonskowski with a quick 5 points, and GMU leads 5-2. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter tonight at GMU. Afton across the midcourt timeline once again, trying not to get into an early hole. They go to Olivia Harris-Morris. Pumps it across and into the paint. A right elbow shot, is up and good here for Afton from Jordan Nichols. Makes it 5-4 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Nice look there by Harris-Morris to the right elbow for Nichols, who was able to bury it. Now to Bonskowski again. She airballs the three here, had a hand in her face. Good defense by the Crimson Knights, and Afton will bring it back up the floor. 5:25 to go first quarter. 5-4 is the score. GMU girls on top of Afton by a single point. Harris-Morris, left side, picked up her dribble in a tough spot, has Bonskowski right in her face, and is able to go to the interior now. Afton works it right side, a pull-up jumper for Carmen, is off the back of the rim and no good. Olivia Held with a rebound and an outlet pass to Brzee. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. GMU girls leading Afton 5-4. Here's Held, top of the key, chest pass far side for Bonskowski into the corner for Fuller. Her shot hit the rim twice, in and out of the hands of Marin, and Afton will come away with a rebound. And they'll walk it back up the floor with the junior Logan Ives wearing number 5 with 4:45 to go first quarter. Afton tries to go to the low block and Marin with a steal. Good hands and good awareness there for GMU. And again into the hands of the point guard Savannah Brzee. Brzee the senior now goes to Bonskowski the freshman. Back to Brzee. She wants a three and this one is good. They're going to say it's a long two though. Foot was on the line there for Savannah Brzee. Either way, GMU leads 7-4 with 4:20 to go in the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. Afton with the ball. They try to loft one down low. They set up a pick, and the shot is too strong there for Hannah O'Leary, and a rebound for GMU, and safely back into the hands of the guard, Brzee. Across the midcourt timeline as GMU goes right to left. They go to the left wing side here for Brzee. Chest pass into the corner. Bonskowski dials up another three. It's too strong off the back of the cup, and a rebound for Afton. And into the hands of Olivia Harris-Morris, who's looking to push the ball with 3:55 to go in the first quarter here tonight. Afton girls trailing GMU on the road 7-4. They try to go to the high post again, and another steal here for the Raiders. This time Caitlin Fuller comes away with it, and Hannah Bonskowski will pick up the ball and bring it down the floor. Bonskowski, right side, now goes to Held. Over to Brzee, tries to go to the interior there for Marin, but it was picked off, and Afton comes back down the floor. Afton with a little fast break opportunity. Mallory Carmen shovels one over to the far side, and the left-handed layup is up and good for Logan Ives. So she puts it in, and it's back to a 1-point game. GMU 7, Afton 6, with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Bonskowski left side setting it up in a pretty competitive first frame here tonight at GMU. Boskowski now goes to Held on the far side. Little crossover, gets to the high post. Back out Brzee. Another long two off the left side of the rim. Afton chases down a long rebound with Logan Ives. It's a quick-moving first quarter, 3 minutes to go in this opening frame, and the GMU girls lead 7-6 over Afton. Again, they try to go to the interior for Olivia Harris-Morris, and it's stolen by Brzee. Ahead for Boskowski. She wants to run the break. Boskowski gets into the paint. Right-handed layup won't go. Marin is there and puts in the rebound off the loose change. Deposits that one in the bank. So Ashlyn Marin, her first bucket, and GMU leads 9-6. She's been a force on the board so far for GMU with her size. 2.5 to go, first quarter, 3-point game. Afton girls trying to hang tough on the road here at Gilbert Philmont Upton. Right side of the floor for Carmen. They go back to the high post through the hands of Hannah O'Leary and a steal for GMU. Now for Olivia Held. Takes it down, won't go. Marin scoops up the rebound, and oh, the rebound opportunity on the layup goes halfway down and then pops free. Afton with a rebound. Still a three-point game, 9-6, with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now to Olivia Harris-Morris, top of the key. Chance of defense again as Afton in the red with the black and white trim goes left to right. They go to the high post. O'Leary pull-up jumper. Rattles in and out, and Marin with another rebound. Boy, she's got to have four rebounds, I'd say, so far. Maybe five. She's been a force cleaning the glass here for GMU. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. 9-6 is the score. GMU on top by a triple over Afton. They go to Fuller, right side corner on the baseline. Works one inside for Marin. The little turnaround shot, no good. Rebound, up and in. And Marin gets it to go. She's got 4 points, and again, another rebound for GMU. Minute 25 to go, first quarter. It's GMU 11, Afton 6. Crimson Knights trying to hang tough here on the road. They go left side, another steal for Boskowski. She tries to go coast to coast, and the layup is up and good for Hannah Boskowski with 7 points. And it's 13-6 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Afton with the basketball. They need a bucket here to try to keep this one tight. And Afton goes to the left side. Now they work it to the interior. Shot from the foul line there is off the mark from Jordan Nichols. Too much mustard on it. And Marin with another rebound. We're under a minute to go, first quarter. GMU girls leading 13-6 here on their home floor. Brzee now, top of the key as GMU goes right to left. Brzee steps in for another long two. Hit the right side of the rim. Wouldn't go. Marin's able to track down a rebound. Keeps it alive. Back to Brzee at the foul line. Now for Boskowski, a deep three, right side, in and out. And this time, the basketball ends up in the hands of Afton, but stolen back here by Held. Held works it to the interior. Left low block opportunity here for Marin. Her shot too strong. Out of bounds and back to the Crimson Knights with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. GMU girls leading 13-6 here on their home floor. A good start. It was back and forth for a lot of the first quarter, but the last couple of trips, GMU has made Afton pay. 25 seconds to go here in this opening quarter tonight. Afton looking for a bucket. This would be big for some momentum and some confidence here for the Crimson Knights. They go to the high post for Olivia Harris-Morris. Into the paint. Tries a little up and under. She's double-teamed. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Crimson Knights. Good defense there by GMU. Hands up. Didn't reach in or anything and ended up getting the jump ball opportunity. 13 seconds to go, first quarter. They work it into Olivia Harris-Morris. She goes for the right-handed layup, blocked there by Marin. Comes back to Harris-Morris in the paint. Tries to go up top here at the top of the key with 5 seconds left. Afton, are they going to be able to get a shot off? They try a deep three, and it won't go. First quarter's in the books. It's GMU 13, Afton 6. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
start of the second quarter here at Gilbertsville Mountain Upton tonight. 13-6 the score. The Raiders on top of the visiting Apton Crimson Knights. Score is a little deceiving. GMU ahead 13-6. I thought it was a pretty even first quarter, and then GMU started to pull away a little bit there late in the first quarter, in the last 2 minutes or so. So let's see if GMU can keep it going as they will have the ball to start this second quarter. They pump one inside. Turnaround shot here for Ashlyn Marin is blocked, and Afton's going to have to do a good job to keep her in check as she's really been a force on the glass so far. Shot was blocked, but GMU holds on to possession. They go right back inside to Marin. Good ball movement. Back out to Bonskowski. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow. No good. Marin, another opportunity. Slams it in. Good job by Ashlyn Marin. I shouldn't say she slammed it. Don't want to say she dunked it or anything, but a nice rebound opportunity. Puts it in. Makes it 15-6 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Afton with the basketball. They go to the left side. And into the game now is Mia Ambrogio, and she lost control of it for Afton, and Bonskowski again is going to take it all the way, and she's fouled. And the freshman guard showing some good tenacity here. She's been really active, a lot of steals, and has done a nice job taking off and getting the GMU transition game going. With 7:10 to go in the second quarter, it's 15-6. GMU girls on top of Afton, and Bonskowski trying to increase this at the line. So she settles in, first foul shot up and good. Of course, her brother, Gavin Bonskowski, very good junior player here for the GMU boys, helped them to a Tri-Valley League championship a couple of years ago in the 17-18 season. I believe that was his freshman year, yeah. As Hannah puts the second shot in. 9 points for Bonskowski in the early going, makes it 17-6 with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Afton with the basketball. They try to take it down low here for Ambrogio, and the pass just wasn't there. Off her hands and out of bounds and back to GMU. Well, longtime GMU girls head coach Jim Johnson in attendance tonight, looking over at him on the far side of the gym, taking in a game. Nice to see him. He put in a lot of time and effort here over the years at GMU as a girls basketball coach, boys baseball coach. Did a lot here for the Raiders. Pull-up jumper here for Fuller. Won't go down, but she gets her own rebound. Followed her shot there. Goes back out to Brzee with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. She finds Bonskowski for three, and she dials long distance. It's good. And Hannah Bonskowski has 12 points. And GMU leads 20-6 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. This is a nice little 11-0 run here for GMU over, I'd say, about the last 4 minutes or so. Good active hands on defense as GMU tries to strip it away here from Afton. Carmen got tied up with Bonskowski, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it here with Afton. With 6:19 to go in the second quarter, and GMU leading 20-6. Afton will look to get it in. They have 15 on the shot clock. Ambrogio at the top of the key. Goes left side, left wing here for Olivia Harris-Morris. Pull-up jumper too strong. Rebound to Carmen. She puts it up and finds the bottom of the bucket there. And Mallory Carmen now with 4 points. Makes it 20-8. With 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, and GMU back down the floor going right to left. Brzee goes to the high post, finds Marin. A quick turnaround jumper is too strong, and Afton with a rebound. I think if you're the Crimson Knights, if you could put together a couple strong possessions, get a couple of buckets, this is still a lot of time left in this game. Here's Ives. We'll work it back to the top of the key. Afton going left to right. They find Ambrogio. Her layup won't go. Swirled around the rim, out of bounds, as Ives couldn't haul in the rebound, and it goes back to the Raiders here of GMU with 5:38 to go in the second quarter, and GMU leading 20-8 over visiting Afton tonight. Good crowd on hand at GMU. Always glad to see both teams getting good support as the Afton faithful are here as well. Bonskowski steps back for another three, rattled in and out, and Afton with a rebound. With Bonskowski feeling it tonight, not afraid to pull that trigger. And Afton will walk it back up the floor, getting some directions here from head coach Lacey Hart over on the sideline. As they trail by 12 on the road tonight at GMU. Afton tries to go to the high post. Marin comes over, makes that pass difficult, but Afton still gets it there. They find Olivia Harris-Morris. She gets tied up with Bonskowski. A jump ball this time is going to give it back to GMU. Very active hands on defense here for the Raiders. Jordan Nichols will be checking in, and Harris-Morris will get a break for Afton. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. We'll keep an eye on the local schedule as well. Only 7 games in the area tonight. I mean, you look at last night, we had 19, so 7 seems like a light night. We'll update you on that at halftime as GMU puts it inside and finds Ashlyn Marin for a turnaround shot in the paint. And she is just owning the paint right now for GMU. So Boskowski has 12 and Marin has 8 here for the Raiders with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. And GMU leading 22-8 now. Afton with good ball movement. They go left to right. They have it right wing side on the baseline. Carmen tries to go back to the top of the key. And this one is going to roll all the way out of bounds on the far side of the floor. The pass just had too much zip on it, and Afton couldn't get there in time. So the Raiders will get it back with 4:22 to go in the second quarter. And again, GMU leading 22-8. Brzee goes left side for Held. Pump fakes, goes back to Brzee as GMU sets up the offense here against a 2-3 zone for Afton. Boskowski works it inside. Marin, turnaround shot. The kiss off the glass is good for Ashlyn Marin, and she has 10 points. With 4:05 to go in the second quarter, and GMU leading 24-8. Afton with the basketball. They'll work it into the corner now with 3:55 to go second quarter. Another steal here for Boskowski. Little crossover dribble, bounce pass ahead. A good lead there for Brzee. She stripped as she goes up for the layup, but is fouled and will head to the line with 3:52 to go in the second quarter. 24-8 is the score, and Savannah Brzee, one of the GMU seniors here, will head to the line. 6 seniors on this GMU team, as looks like Marin's going to get a break. So Brzee will head to the line, and GMU will go to the bench here. Stepping in will be Ryan Thatford, another senior guard. Looks like Boskowski's going to get a break as well. Brzee's first shot from the line is wide to the left and won't go. Vanessa Nelson also in here for the Raiders as GMU leads 24-8 midway through this second quarter with 3:52 to go. Brzee goes 0 for 2 at the line. Rebound is scooped up here by GMU. Here's Nelson, pulls up off the back of the rim. It won't go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for the second chance rebound. This time Afton comes away with it. With 3:40 to go in the second quarter, and Afton trailing 24-8. They've scored 2 points here in the second quarter. They're trying to string something together. Harris Morris is back in the ball game here for the Lady Crimson Knights. They go to the far side. Little give and go from Ambrogio back to Olivia Harris Morris, and she can't control it. Taken away here by GMU. Breakaway here for Thatford. No good. Rebound for Brzee up and in. And Savannah Brzee now with 4 points. And Afton's going to take a timeout with 3:14 to go in the second quarter. GMU girls all over Afton right now. 26-8. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
We're back underway out of the timeout. The GMU girls have the basketball. They also have a 26-8 lead over visiting Afton here tonight with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Olivia Held at the top of the key. Chest pass, far side. Step in, jumper is off the back of the rim and no good for Ryan Thatford. Rebound for Harris Morris of the Afton Crimson Knights. ACS. Pumping one ahead here, and down low, the shot is blocked as Ambrogio went up for the jumper, was fouled by Nelson, and will head to the line. Here's our team foul situation in the second quarter with 2:40 to go. Afton has 2 and GMU with 1, and this will be Mia Ambrogio heading to the line here for the Crimson Knights to shoot 2, again with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Ambrogio's first shot off the front of the rim, and no good. Again, we'll have our Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. We'll take a trip around the area And look at some of the other ball games happening tonight. Ambrogio goes 0-for-2 at the line, and GMU with a rebound by Vanessa Nelson. Nelson into the hands of Savannah Brzee. I like her as a guard. She's done a nice job. Brzee goes to help. Far side now for Thatford. She steps up for the jumper, left it short. Rebound for Afton. Ambrogio ahead, lost control of it right around midcourt. Finally able to pick up her dribble, and Afton will have some room to operate here with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. 26-8 is the score, and here is Afton with the basketball. Ambrogio back to Olivia Harris-Morris. Wants a three. It's too strong. Rebound Ambrogio. Got ripped out of her hands there by Held, but Afton steals it back. A jumper opportunity here for Jordan Nichols won't go, and GMU with a rebound with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. And now back to Ambrogio at the top of the key as GMU goes right to left. Ambrogio now on defense, trying to get into the corner here for a trap, and they will take it away here from Olivia Held, and Afton will come away with it with Olivia Harris-Morris. Good job by that trap there for Afton with a minute 35 to go before the halftime break. Here's Harris-Morris. She's just looking for a shot. Dishes one off here to Jordan Nichols. Her jumper is no good, and a rebound for Caitlin Fuller. Minute 25 to go, second quarter. Here's Brzee back up the floor for GMU. Left side wants a three, didn't pull it though. Now goes to Held in the corner, pull-up jumper won't go. Caitlin Fuller with the rebound, her second chance also won't go down. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to Afton with 1:12 to go in the second quarter. Chelsea Pope is going to be checking in, and Olivia Held will come to the bench here for the Raiders. With 1:12 to go here in this second quarter, it's GMU leading 26-8. Afton girls with the basketball going left to right. They'll go to the high post. Turnaround shot is blocked here by GMU by Vanessa Nelson. Good defense. Back down the floor quickly for GMU as we hit under a minute to go in the second quarter. Here is Brzee on the right side. Little crossover dribble goes into the corner now for Thatford. Back to Brzee. GMU with 15 on the shot clock. Left side for Fuller. They work one inside for Nelson. Little up and under, partially blocked. Rebound goes to Pope. 8 on the shot clock. Back into the corner for Fuller. Pull-up jumper. Off the mark, hit the front of the rim, went sky high, and then came down. Rebound for a jump ball, and the arrow will give it back to Afton. With 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Afton will walk it up the floor here. They could hold for the last shot here if they want. Only about a three-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. Back to Harris-Morris. Goes to Ambrogio, left side. Now to Harris-Morris again. Little stutter step, goes to the inside, turnaround shot is up and good, therefore Hannah O'Leary off the dish from Olivia Harris-Morris. 10 seconds left, it's 26-10. GMU will walk it up the floor with Brzee across the midcourt timeline, down to 5 seconds. Brzee wide open for a three, takes it, but it won't go, and we'll have a foul, it looks like, on GMU with 0.3 seconds to go. So Afton, I think, even if they get it in, they won't be able to heave one that far. And so that'll bring us to our halftime break as Afton lets it come in. They get it to midcourt, but again, not enough time to get the shot off. And that'll bring us to the halftime break with the score. The Gilbertsville Mount Upton girls leading Afton here tonight at GMU, 26-10. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. We'll get you our scoring summary from the first half for the Raiders and the Crimson Knights. And we'll look around and see what other games are happening tonight as well. Again, our halftime score, GMU girls 26, Afton 10. We'll be right back on WCDO. Webstream brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. And it's time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. You can call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here at Gilbertsville Mount Upton, and In our girls' contest tonight, 26-10, GMU on top. Hannah Bonskowski, the freshman, with 12 points here for GMU, 10 for the sophomore, Ashlyn Marin, and 4 for Savannah Brzee for GMU. So you can see the future is bright with a ninth grader and a 10th grader, your leading scorers so far in the first half for Coach Barnes. On the other side for Afton, 4 points is the team high for Mallory Carmen, 2 apiece for Logan Ives, Hannah O'Leary, and Jordan Nichols. Now, as I mentioned before, 7 games in the area tonight, 3 boys games, 4 girls games. The Afton boys are at home tonight against Otselic Valley, So that game is happening right down at ACS tonight. Afton coming in off a win over Downsville last night. The Delhi boys are at Harpersville. That's an interesting one. Harpersville has played very, very well this year on the boys' side, but Delhi has just been absolutely rolling. So I'm wondering tonight how Harpersville handles Delhi. Can they, on their home floor, can they handle the pressure and the intensity that Delhi brings? You know, Harpersville's got a lot of good size, a lot of good length, so we'll see how that one ends up tonight. Margaretville boys are at Gilboa for the third game tonight. On the girls' side, of course, we have Afton at GMU. We have Morris at Lawrence. That's a big Tri-Valley game, as well as Richfield Springs at Cherry Valley Springfield. That's another Tri-Valley game. And the Margaretville girls are at Jefferson. So those are our seven games on the tap tonight. One note for tomorrow. There's a lot more games tomorrow, but a lot of people had this one circled. Deposit Hancock girls at Unitego was supposed to be tomorrow. It's now postponed and will be made up on February 8th. They had some scheduling issues there, so mark that on the calendar. That'll be a good game. DH girls at Unitego. If you haven't seen Lacey Drake play for Deposit Hancock, probably one of the best local players that we've had around in a long, long time. So make sure you get to that ball game. And another one to mark on the calendar is that the Unitego girls will be at Delhi next Tuesday. Of course, Delhi coming off a big win over Oneonta, a Class B school, on Monday. And then Unitego turned around last night and beat Union Endicott, who's a Class A school. So Unitego, Delhi, DH, they're all playing very well right now in the MAC. There's some big games tomorrow. The GMU boys are at Morris. That'll be a really good game. Lawrence boys are at Sharon Springs. A lot of Tri-Valley and Delaware League games tomorrow. And that's on the boys' side. The girls' side, Hunter Tannersville at Downsville. If you're a Delaware League fan, that's a huge, huge game there that you might want to go check out. Oxford at Walton girls, that's a big one in the MAC tomorrow. Be interested to see how that one turns out. Sydney will be at Unadilla Valley over the hill in New Berlin. So that should be an excellent MAC matchup as well. And then on Friday night will be the next time we're on the radio. We'll have the Deposit Hancock boys at Unitego. That's an interesting MAC matchup on Friday night over at the U. So make sure you join us for that. Again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. You're going to save instantly right at the pump. It's that easy. You can call for more details at 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here tonight in Cope's Corners, the GMU girls leading 26-10 over the Afton Crimson Knights. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter tonight at GMU. GMU girls with a 26-10 lead over the Afton Crimson Knights. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. GMU will have the ball going left to right to start the third quarter. They immediately go inside to Ashlyn Marin, who was fouled and will go to the line. The sophomore with 10 points, and I'm going to have to check at the end of the game. We'll get our official stat sheet. She's got to have 6, 7, maybe 8 rebounds so far, so she's been great. And here is Marin at the line. First foul shot up and good. So she gets to go, and she has 11. Boy, Delhi boys, I just got a score update, leading 17-3 in the first quarter over Harpersville. We were kind of debating that at halftime, or I was debating it with myself, I should say, as Marin goes 2-for-2 on how Harpersville could hang with Delhi. But boy, Delhi is just really, really tough. Delhi boys up 17-3 on Harpersville, who's playing great this year. 2:20 left in the first down there at HCS tonight. 28-10 the score here. GMU girls on top of Afton. They'll get a steal from Olivia Held and an outlet pass to Bonskowski. And GMU going left to right. Again, they're in the white uniforms tonight. The blue and the gold trim says Raiders across the front of the uniform. Afton is in the visiting red uniforms. It's that cherry red with the black and the white trim says Afton in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They go right back inside at the right low block to Ashlyn Marin. A turnaround shot is up and good. She now has a game-high 14 points here for GMU, and she has just owned the paint and the glass tonight in this contest. Here's Olivia Harris-Morris into the paint, splits two defenders, gets tied up with Marin, and the jump ball is going to give it back to Afton with 7:03 to go in the third quarter. So Afton will inbound the basketball on the baseline underneath their own hoop on the left wing side as we're waiting for Harris-Morris to tie her shoe up here before we get back underway. And so the Crimson Knights will inbound the basketball with 18 on the shot clock. A nice inbounds play. They get it to the right low block, but it was swatted out of there by Ashley Marin of GMU as Hannah O'Leary tried to go up for the right-handed layup. So we're a minute into the third quarter, and GMU leading 30-10. Afton gets it in. They try another right-handed layup that misses the rim, and Marin with a rebound. Outlet passed here to the senior, Savannah Brzee. And Brzee back down the floor as GMU goes left to right. They immediately try to go to the high post for Marin, and it's intercepted by Harris Morris. Harris Morris goes to the high post, was stripped of it there by Savannah Brzee, and just the active hands on defense tonight has been really, really good for GMU. Chest pass far side for Held. Now they go to Marin, a pump fake by her to the right elbow. Finds Fuller for a pull-up jumper, rattles in. Good ball movement by GMU, and Caitlin Fuller, the senior, with her first point. And up to the top of the key now. They'll go to the high post. Now back out for Olivia Harris-Morris. Turnaround shot won't go. And a rebound with 6:10 to go in the third quarter here for Afton. Back to Harris-Morris, right side, who's had a quiet night. She's done a lot of the little things that you need, but it goes out of bounds with 6:05 to go third quarter. It's 32-10. And so now Afton will inbound the basketball, and it's taken away here by Bonskowski. Bonskowski will walk it up the floor, crossing the midcourt timeline. She's at the top of the key. Goes into the corner now for Fuller. Fuller's pass is knocked out of bounds and will stay with GMU with 5:50 to go third quarter. It's 32-10. And GMU girls are on top. They'll look to get it in. They go to Fuller. Goes right back inside to Marin. Off the glass, left this one short. Harris Morris skies for a rebound. And an outlet pass here for Logan Ives. Ives will cross the Raiders logo at midcourt as Afton goes right to left. With a bounce pass to Harris Morris. Harris Morris to the high post now for Mallory Carmen. Lost it out of bounds. Did she save it in time? No. Stepped on the line with 12 on the shot clock, and it goes back to GMU. So with 5:28 to go third quarter, it's the GMU girls on top of Afton 32-10. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you listening in tonight for some Wednesday night hoops here on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Tri-Valley League versus the MAC tonight. GMU from the Tri-Valley and Afton from the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Good pass by Bonskowski. Finds the backdoor cut from Brzee. Too strong. GMU gets the rebound, though, with Fuller. Back inside for Marin, and she's fouled with 5:06 to go here in the third. 32-10 the score. The GMU girls on top here of visiting Afton tonight. Both teams going to the bench. And Nelson will come back in here for GMU, as well as Thatford. And on the other side, Ambrogio comes back in for the Crimson Knights. GMU goes right into Ashlyn Marin. She puts it up and in. She's got 16. Nice shot off the glass there with some good touch, and it's 34-10 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Afton tries to pass to the inside here. Pass was too tall. Out of bounds, and it will stay with Afton. Last touched here by the GMU Raiders. And Afton will get it in. Now they'll try to set up the offense at the top of the key with 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. On the baseline, tied up, Olivia Held of GMU and Logan Ives of Afton. And so the jump ball this time will give it back to the Lady Raiders with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. It's 34-10. Raiders will walk it up the floor here. They get across the midcourt timeline. They go right side. Here for Thatford. Now back to Bonskowski at 12 at halftime. Still has 12 now, but has made a lot of nice passes here. They go inside for Marin again, and they just don't have an answer for her. Ashlyn Marin with 18. And GMU leads 36-10. Afton has not scored so far here in the third quarter with 4:15 to go in this third frame. Harris Morris, with a bounce pass. It was kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with Afton. GMU goes back to the bench. As Tavian Raymond comes in, as well as Chelsea Pope, again with 4:13 to go third quarter, and GMU on top 36-10. Afton will work it into the low post. We'll have another jump ball. Possession arrow this time will keep it with the Crimson Knights. And so Afton will do the inbounding duties underneath their own hoop, right to the left of it, I should say. And they'll try an inbounds pass, tipped by Bonskowski, and rolls out of bounds on the far side with 4:09 to go here in the third quarter. Still a long way to go, but make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We choose two players from the winning team and one from the losing team here tonight. So that'll be all during our post-game show after the fourth quarter tonight. Still 3:55 to go in the third here. Afton works it to the right low block, and we'll have a foul on GMU. See who this one is on. Team foul situation, two on Afton so far in the third quarter. This will be the first on GMU here in the third frame. And this one will be on Chelsea Pope, her third. And Afton on the inbounds play will work one right in and find Hannah O'Leary. She'll toss one up, doesn't need the glass there. And the high arcing shot finds the bottom of the net to make it 36-12 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. GMU goes to the high post. They'll work it out here for Thatford. Her jumper hits the front of the rim, no good. Bonskowski with a rebound. Bonskowski wants to take it to the rim herself and does. Up and in for Bonskowski, and she now has 14. And so GMU leading 38-12. Here's a score update. Delhi boys leading Harpersville 25-7 at the end of the first quarter down there in Harp tonight. So we'll see if the Hornets can maybe make some ground before the halftime break. Harris Morris with a three right side back here at GMU. Afton with that three ball won't go. We'll have another jump ball. We might set the world record tonight here for jump balls. Been a lot of them. 3:07 to go in the third. Bonskowski's going to come to the bench. And it's 38-12 here for GMU on top of Afton. And GMU will have the basketball going left to right. And a good chance tonight here for GMU to try some different combinations of things with some new players off the bench. Always good to get some work like this. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Lady Raiders with the basketball. They go to the high post here for Nelson. Works one down low. Shot for Raymond was partially blocked, and Afton will come away with it. Back down the floor for O'Leary. O'Leary at the left low block. We'll come back out here for Logan Ive. She gets tied up, and another jump ball. Boy, I equate that to both teams getting scrappy, getting on the floor, not letting balls roll out of bounds. Both teams want possession, and you know, they're both fighting for that basketball, and that brings up a lot of jump ball situations. So 2:40 to go in the third. It's 38-12. The GMU girls on top of Afton until Jordan Nichols with a jumper of her own from the right baseline on the inbounds play. So you have Carmen with four, O'Leary with four, and Nichols with four for Afton as they trail 38-14 with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. And here's GMU with the basketball, but we'll have a traveling violation on Chelsea Pope. And so the ball will go back to Afton here with 2:22 to go third quarter, and Harris Morris will be doing the inbounding duties for the Crimson Knights. And across the midcourt timeline here is Carmen. Top of the key goes right side as Afton goes right to left. Carmen, chest pass far side for Olivia Harris Morris. Goes to the interior through the hands there of Jordan Nichols. She couldn't quite hold on. Afton goes to the far side for Ambrogio. Her shot no good. Harris Morris the rebound, and she'll finish it off. Harris Morris, believe it or not, her first bucket of the night. She's one of their leading scorers. Gets that one to go, and it's 38-16 with 1:50 to go, third quarter. And the Raiders with the basketball. Here's Brzee. Thought about a straightaway three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Little give and go with Thatford, and she'll get it back. And now goes to Thatford. Or a long two from the foul line, just behind the foul line. It wouldn't go, and a rebound for Carmen. Mallory Carmen back up the floor here for the Afton Crimson Knights. A lot of these players were on the very good Afton-Harpersville field hockey team that went to the Section 4 Class B final this year. A lot of these girls very talented on the field hockey field as well. As they missed the shot here, and guess what, folks? Another jump ball as Harris Morris got tied up there with Tavian Raymond of GMU. This time the arrow gives it back to the Raiders with 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Back down the floor here for the Raiders. They go to the right side. Picks it up and goes to the high post. Looking for the shot off the glass here from Raymond. No good. Ambrogio skies for a rebound this time. And Afton will bring it back down the floor. Harris Morris across the midcourt timeline. As we hit 1 minute to go here in this third quarter, Afton with the basketball. They're making a nice little run here the last few minutes, but the pass this time, too tall from Carmen, rolls out of bounds. And we'll go back to GMU with 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. GMU on top, 38-16. Ashlyn Marin with 18 points. Hannah Bonskowski with 14 to lead the blue and gold here for GMU. Jumper from the right elbow there from Nelson won't go down. She'll get her own rebound, though. Pumps it inside for Pope. Now back out. long jumper here for Raymond. Won't fall. Ambrogio with another rebound. 30 seconds to go in the third, and Ambrogio lost it out of bounds. They will say it was last touch, though, by GMU. So Afton can play for the last shot of the third quarter here if they wish. Here is Carmen. Wants to pull up for a jumper from the foul line. Left it short. Rebound. Back out to Ambrogio. Her jumper is off the back of the rim. Won't go. Pope with a rebound. Pope's looking to run with 17 seconds to go here third quarter, but stolen back by Harris Morris. But she was right on the midcourt timeline, so she gets whistled for an over and back with 14 seconds to go here in the third. And now GMU can play for the last shot of the quarter. GMU 38 and Afton 16. GMU with the ball. They go to Thatford in the left wing corner as GMU goes left to right. Back for Brzee. Step back jumper. No good. Hit the front of the rim and died there. 3 seconds left. GMU desperately trying to get off one last shot with Pope, and it won't go. Three quarters in the books. It's GMU girls leading Afton 38-16. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU tonight and all season long, as well as our game audio archive. Any game that we do, including this one, you can just click on the game audio archive tab, and you'll be able to go back and listen to these games for free. It's a free download, courtesy of SFCU. GMU girls on their home floor tonight on top of visiting Afton 38-16. GMU with the basketball looking for more, and Vanessa Nelson can't finish a right-handed layup. And Olivia Harris-Morris with the rebound for Afton. Works one into the corner for Carmen. Pull-up jumper for Mallory. Won't go down. Rebound for Nelson. She's played very well off the bench here for GMU. So we're into the fourth quarter now. GMU girls trying to hold on for a non-league victory tonight. It's 38-16. Ball is loose here on the floor. We have a jump ball. It's going to go back to Afton. Again, just good hustle there by both sides. Ambrogio got tied up with Chelsea Pope of GMU as both teams are wrestling and scrambling for it around midcourt. So Afton will come away with the basketball. They go to the left side and into the paint for looking for Liv Harris-Morris. She got tied up but managed to work it to the right side. Little give and go back to her. Good pass down low from Harris Morris. Out of bounds, though, off the hands of Jordan Nichols and out of bounds. So both these teams in the thick of their league schedule. GMU, as we said during our Butler Auto pregame show, really fighting hard, trying to stay right in the middle of that pack in the Tri-Valley, because right now the Tri-Valley in their playoff system will go 1-8 for the seeding. As they bring it down the floor to the right-hand side, they'll try a jumper that's off the mark. And Afton with a rebound. No, stolen back here by GMU. So the Raiders are trying to keep somewhere in the middle of that pack. Maybe they can get a home game if they're lucky and play their cards right. As they'll work it to the interior. Pope with a second chance opportunity. Let's try three times and it won't go down. Rebound loose on the floor. Out of bounds. Going to go back to Afton. We'll have to get a look at the updated Tri-Valley League standings. My goal will be to do that tomorrow. It just changes so fast this time of the year that if you don't stay on top of it every single day, something changes, especially when you're covering all these different leagues. As Afton pulls up, the jumper is good for Jordan Nichols. She's got 6 points. But, yeah, GMU is still in the conversation in the Tri-Valley. They'll have to win a couple of games down the stretch, but we'll see how they do. I think they can be in that top eight. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. GMU leading 38-18 here on their home floor. Good crowd on hand tonight. They've had a lot to cheer about if you're a Raiders fan as they work it to the interior for Vanessa Nelson. Nelson is fouled and will head to the line with 5:46 to go in this fourth quarter. So Boskowski is going to check back in, and Brzee will head to the bench. Coach Barnes making sure she's keeping pretty much one starter out there, a starter guard to help bring the ball up the floor, etc. With 5:45 to go here in this fourth quarter, GMU with a comfortable 38-18 lead over Afton. Nelson at the line, first shot. She tries to go to the bank, and it's closed here on a Wednesday night. Second chance coming. GMU coming into tonight 4-7 overall, but they've played a challenging schedule. Looking to pick up win number 5 on the season as Nelson here goes over 2. And Afton skying for the rebound with Hannah O'Leary. Back to Mallory Carmen. Down the floor, finding Liv Harris-Morris. Steps back for 3. It's too strong. Carmen with a rebound. Puts it up off the glass, and it's good for Mallory Carmen, and she has 6 points. And with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 38-20. Kudos to Afton. This has been a tough night for them, not shooting the ball very well. As ball out of bounds here for the shot there for Afton. But they haven't given up. They've had a lot of good energy here tonight, and just one of those nights, I think. Shots not falling here for Afton. 5:18 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU on top, 38-20. Here in this fourth and final frame tonight, we'll have our post-game show after this with our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Afton going to the high post. Now they go Carmen, right side, jumper, too strong. Rebound for Ambrogio. Boy, she's been a beast on the glass tonight as well. This time we'll have a jump ball as Ambrogio misses the rebound opportunity. And that'll bring up a jump ball. Possession arrow going to bring it back here to GMU. With 5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. GMU going to the bench again. Olivia Held will come back in, and Tavian Raymond to the bench. I'm assuming that Ashlyn Marin is going to be done for the night. 18 points for Marin. We'll have to check on the rebounds as well. With 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 38-20. Raiders take it inside, and a turnaround shot for Chelsea Pope is blocked. Liv Harris-Morris comes away with it. Lead pass ahead, won't go down for Mallory Carmen. Second chance, no good. Harris-Morris, a third try, and she's fouled and will head to the line with 4:40 to go fourth quarter. Liv Harris-Morris will be stepping to the charity stripe. So Harris-Morris will be shooting two here, the star softball pitcher in the spring here for the Crimson Knights. Always a joy watching her as she'll miss the first foul shot here. I think Afton's going to have a strong spring as well on the softball diamond, as they always do. There'll be some changes in the MAC. Of course, defending state champion Deposit is now combined with Hancock for softball, so it's going to change things around in the league a little bit. Harris-Morris goes 0 for 2 with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. So we enjoy watching her on the basketball court here. We enjoy watching her on the softball diamond as well. 4:30 to go, fourth quarter. 38-20 the score. They're going to call a backcourt, I believe, here on Boskowski. I think she just kind of lost where she was there. She looks a little puzzled. But it's going to go back to Afton here with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm wrong, folks. Marin's going to come back in here. Ashlyn Marin with 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter will replace Chelsea Pope. And so Afton will have the basketball, and they'll have to deal with the very tall Ashlyn Marin once again here for GMU as she is in the paint. Afton will work one back out. A pull-up jumper is off the mark and no good. Rebound opportunity comes back out and up and in here for Afton and Hannah O'Leary, and she has 6 points. So you have Mallory Carmen with 6 and Hannah O'Leary with 6 for the Crimson Knights. As we hit 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and GMU is going to take a timeout. It's 38-22. GMU girls on top of Afton, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-829-829. 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We're back underway out of the GMU timeout. The Raiders leading the Afton Crimson Knights 38-22 tonight here at GMU. So they go to the high post for Marin and back out. Pull-up jumper for Thatford. Hit the rim twice and goes down. Ryan Thatford gets a big round of applause from the crowd as she puts it in. And the senior makes it GMU 40 and Afton 22. Afton with the basketball. They go to Liv Harris-Morris. Her three from way downtown. Left side, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Works one back inside. Second chance opportunity here for Hannah O'Leary is no good. Marin was fouled there off the O'Leary miss, and so it'll give it back to GMU. Team foul situation, three now for Afton and one for GMU late here in the fourth quarter with 3:25 to go. They work it inside for Ashlyn Marin. Shot was partially tipped, and now Afton will bring it back down the floor as they came up with the rebound, and it was, guess who, Liv Harris-Morris. She's done a little bit of everything here tonight. Hasn't scored as much as normal, but she's been strong. Harris-Morris will go to the inside. It was partially blocked there and taken away here by GMU. Bonskowski ahead now for Thatford. Pulls up for the jumper, left it short. Rebound here for the Lady Raiders. Vanessa Nelson's shot is blocked and will have a jump ball. Blocked there by Hannah O'Leary, and then she got tied up with Nelson. Gives it back to Afton with the arrow this time with 2:53 to go in the fourth quarter. And so this will be Mallory Carmen across the midcourt timeline. Carmen goes back to Liv Harris-Morris, a little up and under move, can't get it to go, but she's fouled and will head to the line to shoot two with 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Caitlin Fuller will come back in, and we'll see who steps out now, going to be Vanessa Nelson. So everybody on this GMU bench has gotten some pretty good minutes here tonight with 2:46 to go in the fourth. This will be Liv Harris-Morris stepping into the line. First one for Liv is off the mark and no good. And she's just struggled shooting the basketball tonight. You can see she's frustrated, but I like what she's done. Rebounding, passing, defense, steals. She's done a little bit of everything. So 2:46 to go in the fourth. Second shot for Liv Harris-Morris won't go down. The rims have been unkind to her here at GMU, and now the rebound rolls out of bounds. That's the kind of night it's been here for the Crimson Knights as it goes back to GMU with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU with the basketball. They go back to the top of the key for Bonskowski. She is fouled. And this foul will be on Afton. We'll see who it's going to be on. GMU back to the bench once again. Brzee will come in. Bonskowski to the bench after falling down to the floor hard there. We'll hope she's okay. So that foul will be on Afton's Mallory Carmen, her fourth. Team's fourth. And so with 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter, GMU with the basketball. They're trying to work it inside for Marin. Up off the glass. No, it won't go. Second chance opportunity. No, Afton will grab the rebound, and they'll have an outlet pass here to Logan Ox. 2:20 left. GMU leading 40-22, and Afton's going to take a timeout, so we'll step away. 40-22, GMU on top of the Crimson Knights. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're back underway. Here's Liv Harris-Morris out of the timeout. She's fouled and will head to the line again. She struggled at the charity stripe tonight, but we'll wish her well here. With 2:12 to go in the fourth quarter, GMU girls in control over visiting Apton 40-22. This will be a nice win for the Lady Raiders. They've played very well tonight. And so Harris-Morris at the line. First shot for her is no good. And a second chance coming here for Liv Harris-Morris, again, with 2:12 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 40-22. GMU girls on top. It's been Ashlyn Marin, the sophomore, with 18 points, and 14 for the freshman, Hannah Bonskowski, had 12 in the first half. Harris-Morris gets this shot to go, and she's got 3 points. And it's 40-23 with 2:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. So back up the floor here for Brzee and GMU as they're looking to put the icing on the cake here. Work one inside for Ashlyn Marin. Ball was stripped and taken away. Good defense there by Apton as Hannah O'Leary was able to tie her up and block that shot. Outlet pass here to Ambrogio. Back up the floor. Tries to go to the inside. Taken away here by GMU, but Harris-Morris took it back. Goes down low to Ives, and they'll say she double dribbled with a minute 44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Giving it back to GMU. Again, join us on Friday. We're going to have the Deposit Hancock boys will be at Unitego. That'll be a 7:15 tip over at the U. That'll be a good one as GMU brings it back down the floor. Don't forget our special presentation doubleheader on Saturday as well. I'll be broadcasting two games at Oneonta State as GMU goes to the interior for Ashlyn Marin. No good second chance. Also off the mark. She just can't find that range to pick up her 20th point. She's going to have 18 so far. We're going to do the O-State women's game against Buff State at 2 o'clock on Saturday. The men at 4. Oneonta State approached us about coming up to do a special doubleheader, and we said, well, if we can fit it in, we will, and we can. So that's going to be a fun day on Saturday. So make sure to join us for two games on Saturday, a special presentation from WCDO Sports of Oneonta State basketball. Apton back down the floor. The layup is up and good. Therefore, Logan Ives, as she gets it to go, and with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, it's 40-25. GMU girls on top by 15. Just ticking off the last couple of seconds as they're going to pick up a victory here tonight on their home floor. They got to feel good about this win. They controlled it from the opening tip and did a good job. Even when Apton made a couple of runs, GMU had all the answers tonight. Down low for Caitlin Fuller. Fuller will work one back out here for Ryan Thadford. And a rebound here for Apton. They thought it was going to be a shot clock violation, but it wasn't. Across the midcourt timeline, they go back to Harris-Morris. 15 seconds to go. Harris-Morris is fouled. Going to be on the floor with 13 seconds left. Again, post-game show coming up. We'll do our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Going to be two awards for GMU tonight and one for Apton. As we're back underway with 10 seconds left. Apton with the basketball. They'll go to Harris-Morris, top of the key. She wants a three. Too strong. 5 seconds left. GMU will gather up the rebound, and that'll do it. They'll throw up a shot at the buzzer, but it won't go, and GMU wins 40-25 here tonight. Post-game show coming up. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
At AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to GMU. It's time for the post-game show as the GMU girls defeat Apton 40-25 in a non-leaguer tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for GMU, 18 points for Ashlyn Marin, 14 for Hannah Bonskowski, 4 for Savannah Brzee, 2 for Ryan Thadford, and 2 from Caitlin Fuller. So we said it before during the game, but Marin, a sophomore, Bonskowski, a freshman. They have a really strong JV team as well, so I think the future is bright here for GMU. Marin had to be pretty close to a double-double, 18 points for her, and I bet she had to have 10, 11, 12 rebounds, something like that. So Marin with a great night, as well as Bonskowski, who was hitting right from the start here tonight. On the other side for Apton, 6 points for Mallory Carmen, 6 for Hannah O'Leary, 6 for Jordan Nichols, 3 for Olivia Harris-Morris, 2 for Logan Ives. So balanced scoring for Apton. Again, they just had a tough time shooting the basketball tonight, and they come out on the short end of the stick here tonight, 40-25. Let's go through our post-game awards. We'll first do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll go Ashlyn Marin tonight with that 18 points. Just own the paint, own the glass. She was a real force tonight. So Ashlyn Marin from GMU is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Mallory Carmen tonight from Afton for our Dynamic Defense Award tonight. I thought she was scrappy, came up with a lot of those steals. She was in on a lot of those 50-50 balls that ended up being a lot of jump balls tonight. So we'll go Mallory Carmen, the sophomore from Afton tonight, with our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly tonight is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go with the freshman, Hannah Bonskowski, tonight. 14 points for GMU. Thought she was the spark that they needed here tonight, especially right off the opening tip. So we'll give Hannah our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Again, we'll be back on the air on Friday. The DH boys are at Unitego. That's an interesting matchup. So join us for our Butler Auto pregame show about 10 minutes before the 7:15 tip on Friday over at the U. And I'll be somewhere tomorrow with Twitter updates from one of our local games. There's a lot of games going on Thursday, Friday, and, of course, our doubleheader at Oneonta State on Saturday for those two special college games that we'll be having at 2 and 4 o'clock with Oneonta State taking on Buff State there for a key Suniac matchup. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer, always does a great job there. So appreciate you, Jim, with all your time and hard effort. And again, our final score tonight here from Cope's Corners. The GMU girls defeat Afton 40-25. Have a good night. I'm Nate Law. We'll see you Friday on WCDO Sports.